Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothingel, and as usual, me doing this little thing at the top of the show means it's my turn to answer some questions from WAMC's very own Ian Pickus, who has a very interesting look on his face. Ian, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm excited to put you on the hot seat.
As you always seem to be.
I am. Let's go over last week's challenge first.
I said start with the phrase Taco Bell. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, 4-4, of something you might see on a piece of sheet music. What is it?
Well, if you drop the B and add an F, you can rearrange those letters to spell alto clef.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, Mike, what were you doing on October 3rd of 1995?
I was in college on October 3rd, 1995, so I might have been in class.
There's a good chance you were watching TV, because on that day, the trial of the century came to a close when former NFL star O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murdering Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
In that case, I know I was in college because we were sitting in the downstairs lounge watching it on TV.
Well, today we're going to find out how close you paid attention to that trial. The trial captivated TV viewers, divided supporters and critics, and launched the careers of several future D-list celebrities. Today's quiz is all about the O.J. circus.
I remember very few things from college, so let's hope this is among that set of information.
I'm going to start you off right. Known forever among crossword constructors like you, which judge with a three-letter last name presided over the O.J. trial?
That is Lance Ito. And when you get sick of using that clue, you can clue it as Midori Ito, the figure skater.
Exactly. A minor celebrity in his own right for representing celebrity clients like Puff Daddy, Tupac Shakur, and Snoop Dogg, to name a few, who was O.J. Simpson's lead defense attorney, whose defense is best remembered today for a certain rhyme he made?
That is Johnny, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit Cochran.
That's right, and Johnny Cochran died of a brain tumor. Now a Cedars-Sinai Brain Tumor Center is named after him. Another criminal defense attorney and longtime O.J. friend is the scion of what current-day ubiquitous reality TV family?
I can't remember his first name, but it's Kardashian, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian.
The man at the center of the trial himself is former NFL running back O.J. Simpson, who also had a career as an actor. For which team, which recently announced a deal to be purchased for a record $1.4 billion, did Simpson spend 9 seasons?
Oh, did he play for the Buffalo Bills?
He did. And finally, which Harvard Law School professor who taught from 1967 to 2013, perhaps the nation's most famous attorney, also worked on OJ's defense team? Let me put it to you this way.
Please do.
You are hoping for a reversal of fortune on this question.
Jeremy Irons was attorney? Alan Dershowitz.
Correct. Well, Mike acquitted himself quite nicely here. He went 4.5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can drive a white Bronco on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to cross-examine those questions that Ian just asked us, or look at some extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or you can just plead the fifth, or you can answer this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of O.J. Simpson trial witness and D-list actor Kato Kaelin. That's Kato Kaelin. Change one letter to a C, rearrange those letters, and you can spell a two-word phrase for something you might want to cut down on if you're trying to lose weight. Mike Nothingel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you solved that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Court is adjourned.